This is Sports Today on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
BSLions.com.au, Brad and Carlton on this Monday night. Don't forget Chris Hillsley in after the 8 o'clock news. Well, Borry, great news. This lady has been well-travelled. She's been aspiring to become a coach in her own right. And guess what? She's done it. Michelle Cowan joins us. G'day, Michelle.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Excited? Happy? Elated? Relieved? Tell us all the feelings you've got.
Yeah, a bit of everything, actually, but really excited today, and I guess to get the announcement out of the way and get to work is really exciting as well.
Yeah, let's tell people you are the inaugural coach of the Fremantle women's team.
Yeah, that's right.
How long for? How did it come about? And when was it started in the pipeline?
Yeah, I've signed on for a couple of years now at the club. We had obviously my involvement at Melbourne Football Club made discussions at some point a little bit difficult, but we formally came to an agreement a couple of weeks ago when I finished up at Melbourne, and really excited about it.
When we say coaching in your own right, you have done a fair bit of this though, haven't you, Michelle? It's not something that's foreign to you.
Yeah, certainly at state level, and I've been the senior coach of the Melbourne women's team since 2013, and absolutely love that role, and reflect really fondly on my, engagement at Melbourne Football Club, because they invested a lot of time and a lot of resources and a lot of people into me, and probably made me the coach I am today. So forever grateful, and I'll continue to have those close relationships that I've been able to build, and Simon Goodwin's been a mentor to mine, and I don't think changing clubs means that you need to stop that either, so we'll continue doing that at probably a different level, but we'll continue to, bounce things off each other.
Now, there's been a lot of West Australian girls make their mark in this competition that's been created prior to the National League being announced. How are you going to go at making sure that we keep, the cream of the crop from this side of the world over this side of the world?
Yeah, that's a challenge, and that's certainly the priority right now going forward. So I'll make a lot of contact with a few of the girls, and I'm really, when you reflect on it, they're getting made contact from other clubs and Collingwood and Brisbane Lions, and I think that's fantastic for the girls. They're in a position now where they've got choices and opportunities, and they've never had any of that. So I really welcome them to have conversations and discussions with other clubs, but at the end of the day, I feel really confident in what we've got at Fremantle Football Club and a new facility and the talent that we can keep here. It's going to be really exciting.
Michelle, on a very serious note, though, there is precedence now, isn't there? We've got the best player in the competition that hasn't started yet is Daisy Pearce. Now, she stood on the digs and said, I'm going to play for Melbourne or not playing at all. I'm sure had it gone into a draft-type situation, you'd have taken her first.
Yeah, incredible young talent and a fantastic leader as well. So she's, would sit at being number one in the country. But the exciting thing is there's probably another 100, 150 girls that are working really hard and trying to knock Daisy off that podium and take her spot, really. So there's a lot of talent coming through. So Daisy's got to work really hard. Otherwise, she'll be knocked off pretty soon, but it's really exciting.
How deep does it bat? You got eight teams. You're probably going to be how many on the list?
25.
Yeah, so you're 200 girls. Now, Carl and I were at the MCG a few weeks ago, Michelle, and we watched Western Australia play Victoria, and unfortunately, we didn't trouble the scorers.
No, that was the underage girls. Did you see that result?
Yeah, that was the under-18s, and there's certainly a bit of talent in the Victorian team and the WA team, so the score really certainly did surprise me, but I was really against AFL probably having 10 teams and really happy when they announced the 8 as we continue to build the level of talent around the country. And ideally, hopefully we have 18 teams, but we're a bit way off that in regards to talent.
What about poaching girls from other sports? Now, I ask you this question because a couple of weeks ago, Brad and I profiled Kim Mikkel with our Women on Wednesdays and Rio Olympics around the corner. And look, she's still not sure she's going to the Olympic Games because of her shoulder that's been an issue for her, and so she's still got to qualify. But she is and has had a background being a country girl in WA with footy and she loves playing footy, and she even mentioned that she might even give it a go. What about that opportunity where we've seen the blokes, whether they be basketballers or baseballers, in say, young Adamson's case that's playing at West Coast at the moment, is there an option for that sort of stuff in the women's side of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying earlier today, we cast our net far and wide and far beyond the WA Women's Football League, but we'll host a talent ID day down at Fremantle Football Club and obviously shortlist that, but look to get as many girls as possible that are interested and take them through, I guess, a bit of testing and football ability and physical ability and so forth, and test that. And if we can get some other girls that are playing State League basketball or netball or whatever it may be, and they obviously up to the level that of our expectation, then we'll certainly look at that.
Michelle, with the vast amount of experience that you've gained by the miles that you've put in with South and Melbourne and all that sort of stuff, do you think it's going to get a little bit easier for you to coach at a higher level? Do you find it gets a little bit easier the higher level you go with, you know, the diligence, the discipline, all of that sort of stuff that the girls can, you know, aspire to?
Yeah, I think entrenching myself at Melbourne with the men's program and learning with the likes of Paul Roos and Simon Goodwin and Brendan McCartney, incredible brains, football brains that I absolutely loved shadowing as much as I can. So I've been an absolute sponge for the past, I guess, 4 years at Melbourne Football Club and learnt as much as I can, and I've certainly got a long way to go, but I can't wait to now surround myself with the Peter Sumages and the Ross Lyons and the like.
Are you a tactician? Are you going to have the forward press?
Oh, no. Possibly. We'll see.
Now, how many assistants are you going to get to help you? Or are you going to, do you have to do this alone?
No, we'll get a team around us to, we'll all work together. So we'll have assistant coaches and support staff and strength and conditioning. And, there's great support from the club and the AFL in regards to this national competition. So we'll do it properly.
Now, just take us through the basics for the listeners that are saying, well, okay, how does this all work? How long are the girls contracted for? How long are the girls in pre-season training? How long is the season?
Yeah, great. So there's eight teams, and at the moment we're looking at playing every team once. So there'll be seven rounds, and then it'll go straight into finals. And this is going to start in February and March, and then probably the grand final will be held as a double header to round one or round two, however that fits with the men's fixture at the MCG. So the girls will probably start their pre-season mid-November. We'll look at going through the draft in September and get everyone together and have a few months together and prepare really well.
And is it like the AFL when the girls are drafted? Are they on a base wage? Are they going to be able to cover their expenses? Are they still going to have to work?
Yeah, I'll probably liken it to a waffle competition where the girls will be working or studying, and we'll probably train at night, and they'll have their gym program throughout the day whenever they can do that. But there's two players that we nominate to the AFL to be our marquee players. Mm-hmm. They're on a $25,000 payment, and then it kind of just goes down from there and as you recruit your other players.
Is there a salary cap?
Yeah, there is. I'm not totally sure what it is, but there certainly is a salary cap.
So you know who your marquee players are or who you'd like to get?
Yeah, we've nominated our five, so every club puts five through, but totally understand that other clubs are probably named the same person. So that's really in the AFL's hands and hopefully more so in the girls' hands, where they can make a decision and a choice as to where they want to be.
How far do you think this competition can grow?
To 18 teams, absolutely, but that's going to take a fair bit of time. And I think this is really going to change the landscape of Australian sport, what's going to happen over the next 8 months, and most certainly for women's sport, but for AFL being the greatest game in the world, and now women given the opportunity to actually play in it, it's really going to change things, and I think we're going to see people get on board with it.
Michelle, do we know how many schools, and like I know, for example, like St Mary's a couple of years ago had a women's team at senior school. I'm not sure that they still have one now, but getting back into the private school system and getting all those teams playing and getting into as many schools as possible, do we know how many participate with a team currently?
Yeah, they do, and I think St Mary's certainly have an EGSA competition that they're a part of. So numbers are, we've got over 320,000 girls playing the game at the moment, and I think you're absolutely right, Carl. We need to make sure that they're at these senior schools and playing EGSA competition or ACC competition, and get the girls playing competition football to give us, you know, increased talent.
Michelle, congratulations. Brilliant news for you, and no doubt, Carl, and I'll speak to you as it unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for your support, boys.
Good stuff. Michelle Cowan there, the inaugural coach of the Fremantle Dockers women's ladies team. It's a fantastic promotion for her, isn't it?
Really, yeah. Well, and deserving so. I mean, she's a very good operator, and I'm glad that the Fremantle Dockers have chosen to go with Michelle Cowan. She's a West Australian. She knows our system. She also knows a lot of these girls that are going to go through this process, so she can grow with them as they grow with the club. And, looking forward to seeing it get underway, Barney. So we don't have to wait long.